This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Our next story is about a dancer who's making a name for himself, both as an artist and an activist. Spulu communicates his passion for social justice through his choreography style. It draws on his Pacific Islander heritage and love of hip-hop. Spulu talked with KALW's Jen Chien about the importance of art in movements for social change.
So you found dance at an early age, yes. Right? Can you tell me what your earliest memory is of dance or of dancing?
Funny story. The umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck at birth.
Uh-huh.
So when I started taking dance seriously later on in life, my mom was like, I knew you were going to be a dancer. The umbilical cord was wrapped around your neck.
She was saying that you were turning around in the womb.
Yeah, and I came out with the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. So I guess that was kind of my like embryo start of dance, and then moved on.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
To Pacific Islander movement, specifically Tongan.
And that's dancing. Where your family is from.
That's
from
where
Tonga.
My mother and father's from, my family's from.
And when did you start that, learning that dance?
Church. I grew up in a Mormon household.
Were your parents born in Tonga?
My parents were both born in Tonga. They both moved to the United States.
And were they born into Mormon families in Tonga?
My father was. My mother was converted later on when she moved here.
Uh-huh.
Migrated back in the 80s. Upbringing also with movement also was a part of our daily lives in terms of not just performing at church events, but family reunions.
Did your whole family dance and perform?
My whole family performed growing up. Some gender bending growing up. It was weird because growing up, it was just for the entertainment of my mother's own like creative process of like.
She was your choreographer.
She was. She had us one time, had all the boys, there's five boys, had the boys dressed in like women's attire. And then she played a male role. And I think within that sparked a light in terms of like, I've been doing a lot of these queer gender bending role playing at an early age, but didn't have a vocabulary to identify a lot of what my mom was doing, even though she came from a conservative background.
So you recently graduated from San Francisco State.
Yes.
With a degree in dance with an emphasis in race and resistance studies.
Yes.
So
yes.
First, shout out to San Francisco State for giving out a degree like
yes.
that.
Yes, yes.
But you're very clear about using your art for social change.
Right.
It sounds like that's what you were studying at school. Can you talk about how those two are related, interrelated for you?
Growing up in a Pacific Islander household, Tongan household, movement was always a form of storytelling. So it was always a space where I was making connections to a disconnection that I had with the Tongan community and the living in the island, whereas living in America was different and having to conform to different, the school lifestyle, because at school it was different, church it was different, and at home it was different. So there was a lot of early signs of oppression and a lot of trauma that was circulating amongst my family and the community and within myself. So recognizing that I had those illnesses in myself and seeing that it's not just me, it was impacting my whole community. Because I found movement as a way to navigate through those feelings, that's when I realized in high school that there was more to be done than do a lot of like hip-hop commercial dancing that I was already doing.
Kind of not just fun or not just stuff that looks cool, but
right.
There's something deeper there.
2014 or 2013, after the death of Alex Nieto, who was a classmate of mine at City College of San Francisco.
And Alex Nieto is the young man who was killed by San Francisco police.
Yes, correct.
In Bernal Heights in San
yes,
Francisco.
Yes, yes. That took a toll on me because I've experienced police brutality, but I didn't make a connection to like, that was messed up. It's not fixed. There's something that's strategically happening in communities like Oakland, San Francisco. So I created this piece in response to bringing awareness.
You've chosen this path of an artist and an activist. We haven't explicitly talked about it, but you identify as a queer person.
Yes, yes.
And you grew up in a very conservative Mormon household and religious atmosphere. So
right.
How has your family dealt with the path that you've chosen in life?
Right. I know this is going to go live, and I know it's gonna, some of my family members are going to be hearing this for the first time. Like, I identify as queer, whatever that means to them. To a lot of my family, it means just gay, and just gay, and snap, snap, snap. And then some is just like, Mahu in Hawaii is like transgender, transitioning out of like your biological being into your spiritual gains. And growing up, a lot of times when we were performing, like a lot of like gender bending like performances with my family, it was just, for them, it was a form of entertainment. For me, it was liberating. I love when I was putting my mom's heels on and that dress, that like I can queen out a little bit and be okay. But there wasn't a space for queer folks to come out. And it was very hard for me to express that to my family. And it's still hard to this day to talk about queer issues. And this year I'm planning to, I mean, I'm coming out now. So for me, I'm just sick and tired of like the ignorance that comes within our own Pacific Islander community, because in history, in her story, in our stories, there's a lot of Pacific Islanders in the South Pacific who are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird that
it's part of the cultural tradition in a lot of places.
There were the spiritual healers in Hawaii, in Tonga and Samoa, to play both roles, to have the masculine harvester who goes out and picks the crops, and then the nurturer who can take care of mom and dad when they're like in their 80s or 90s and take care of the newborns, while if my sister wants to go work, I can be that caregiver. So by me coming now, I want to, you know, bring that memory back in terms of like, it's part of our culture to have queer folks navigate through the community and be the rock in the community, because we can communicate with both groups.